One more NBA signing that's just kind of note, but I think it's a good signing. The Bucks signed Joe Ingles to a one-year, $6.5 million deal. That's defense, toughness, and three-point shooting for a team that has a real chance to get back to the NBA Finals next year. Right now over at Bet Rivers, they're 6-1 to win the NBA title. They got the second-best odds tied with the Suns and the Celtics. I really like that signing for the Bucks. I know it's not flashy, but Ingles was a starting, you know, two and three for the Jazz. Like he's a good wing for them. So this was a really good addition for the Bucks. It's not going to be a big flashy thing, but it's going to be something that matters for them, as a lot of these championship expectation type teams do. It's more of just filling in the little parts. So that's a good signing for them. I know before we go, you wanted to get into some of the MLB awards that you've been tracking as the market continues to change. So I want to make sure you have the time to do that now before we wrap this thing up.
Yeah, and no, I appreciate it. I think just two things that are worth talking about, honestly. One for sure. One, if we have time, we'll do a second one on NL Rookie of the Year. But otherwise, we can save that for tomorrow. No harm, no foul if we don't do it today or not. And the big topic for baseball awards today is just, like, what is Shohei Ohtani going to be this year? And I don't mean, like, is he going to be a good player or not? Is he going to be a great player or not? Like, how will his performance be rewarded is, like, an unknowable question that is very, very interesting to consider. So just like the sort of the raw statistics on him, his season up to this point in the season actually profiles very, very similarly to the season that he had last year when he won the MVP. And remember, he was competing against Vlad Guerrero Jr., who basically like won the Triple Crown almost in the American League, who's had like a, you know, a better offensive year than, you know, Rafael Devers is having right now, or Aaron Judge or Jose Ramirez. So like, Ohtani's recent exploits, I think I saw a tweet that he's gained 2.5 wins above replacement in like 10 days, which is absolutely preposterous. To give you an idea, Brendan Donovan is the National League leader in rookies in WAR and has not yet accumulated 2.5 wins for the entire season. And Shohei Ohtani did that. And so basically just like a different class, basically a player. And as a result of these recent exploits, it's like a real conversation about, will he win most valuable player again this year? Should he win the Cy Young this year? Those are the two questions. So in terms of the MVP this year, this has actually become extremely close. I mentioned 2 weeks ago or a week ago, Ohtani was the player that like kept me up at night on my award portfolios because I don't have him. And I accumulated a lot of really good prices while he was struggling. And I was hoping that that would continue. But I said, like, this is the guy that keeps me up. I'm not worried about like anybody else in any other market. Like, if it happens, so be it. But like, this guy worries me. And this is why, because at any point he can have a week like this. So from a hitting perspective, look, he's still basically 20th best hitter in the American League in terms of just the stats he has accumulated. I don't think anybody, if you polled, would say he's the 20th best hitter. They would say he's like a top five hitter, but his stats put him basically as like the 20th best hitter in the American League. The problem with that is like, that's fine. And he's hitting better. As in, if you're betting against him, that's fine. Except that now his pitching exploits are just absolutely ridiculous to the point that like, you can do a pretty simple kind of calculation. You take four key pitching metrics, wins above replacement, ERA, FIP, and WHIP. These are like things that are generally predictive, obviously, of who is going to win the Cy Young Award. Generally, you want to be inside the top 10 in the league in all of these four. Every winner ever has been. And, you know, do you want to be first in one instead of the other? Not really. You just want to be really good at all of them. You basically want to be flawless. You want to have no flaws. So if you look at the American League right now, for a long time, it's been Shane McClanahan and Alec Manoa, and to a lesser extent, Justin Verlander from a stat standpoint, who have kind of like dominated those statistics up to this point in the season. But none of them have been like super dominant. Manoa doesn't strike out as many guys as you would like. McClanahan's been the most complete. Verlander, like his FIP is really, really bad, which means he kind of probably shouldn't be doing what he's doing, but he is. And you have questions about like late in the season, can he still do it? So there's like some question marks, I think, with some of the AL frontrunners. And if you look at Ohtani now, off of last night's start in those four statistics, he has now entered the conversation because he is within the top 10 in all four statistics. And it's the first time this year that that's been the case. So what I'm telling you is not that Shohei Ohtani is going to win the AL Cy Young Award. I'm saying that if he did, it would make perfect sense, and it would not have to do have anything to do with the fact that he hits. It would have nothing to do with that. It would have nothing to do with how remarkable it is that he does both, just that he is currently sixth in the AL in WAR, ninth in ERA, third in FIP, and sixth in WHIP. That would easily fit the profile of a past AL Cy Young winner. So you're going to start to have this really interesting discussion, I think, that's going to come about, which is basically, let's say he only hits like this the rest of the year, which is to say he's a good hitter, potentially a great hitter, but he's not like you know, Aaron Judge or Jose Ramirez or Rafael Devers, or even like, you know, the next tier down, Xander Bogaerts, Kyle Tucker, or whatever. Let's say he's like below those tiers. The conversation will basically be, if he's like the best pitcher and the 20th best hitter, is he the most valuable player? Or is he the Cy Young winner? Or is he both? Like, what is the right answer? Like, there are three doors. There are three doors that are possible here. I think most people would say, like, well, he's the most valuable player because, like, the collection of those two things in tandem dwarfs what everyone else does. And Ohtani is projected to be number one in WAR now in the American League by a very small margin at the end of the year over Aaron Judge and Jose Ramirez. So, like, it's setting up that way. But, like, what if the hitting is just, like, okay, which is totally possible, by the way, and has been just okay at times for large portions of the season. For about 2 months, he was hitting, like, 230. So, like, it's totally possible that that stays that way. But what if the pitching is this good, like, as good as it was last night? Is there actually a world where, like, the, you know, the voters on this stuff, baseball writers who are get really locked into narratives and stuff, what if they're like, well, he won MVP last year? Like, wouldn't it be a better way to sort of like honor the historical significance of what he's doing than for him to win both in consecutive years, to be both the most valuable player and then the Cy Young winner? Like, isn't that cooler almost? And I know that's like a really stupid thing to say out loud, but have you seen baseball writers or talked to them? Like, really? Like, of course they're going to vote for this kind of stuff. It's a narrative award, basically. Obviously it's performance, but like, which one would they give him? So I don't know the answer to this. I don't think anybody knows the answer to this, but it's all in play. And the thing that has changed is not the hitting. The thing that's changed is the fact that he actually profiles as a completely legit, just in those four metrics I mentioned, he actually compares very, very, very favorably versus Justin Verlander, who is basically the favorite to win the award right now. Ohtani profiles better. He profiles better than that. So, like, that doesn't mean he's going to win, though, because what if he gets MVP? So that's going to be this isn't a segment about making a bet. It's a segment about the really, really, really uncharted waters that we're about to enter with trying to talk about a player winning an award or multiple awards, because we've never had to have a discussion like this before. He didn't pitch well enough last year to have this discussion. He won MVP. He hit better and he didn't pitch quite as well. This year, like, he could really be the best pitcher in the American League. What happens when that's the case? Does he win everything? Does he win Cy Young, like, to be different? You know, writers are always looking for a way to be different. Marcus Smart, Defensive Player of the Year. You don't have to go back that far to find a case where writers were trying to be different. Or does he just win MVP again? Because that's kind of the easiest explanation. And guys win multiple MVPs all the time. So I don't have an answer of, like, you got to bet him here, you don't got to bet him here. But it's an interesting kind of puzzle to try to work through, especially the Cy Young part of it. Because at BetRivers right now, he's 17-1 to win the Cy Young. And I just told you he profiles better than the guy who's favored. So, like, maybe that means bet him. I don't have a good answer to this because guess what? It's never happened before. So if it's never happened before, how am I supposed to be able to tell you what to do? Just a really interesting puzzle that's kind of developing in both AL award markets kind of can really throw a wrench into traditional ways that we vote on the awards, which would be, you know, Aaron Judge is the best player on the best team, so he should win MVP. Or Justin Verlander is like a classic kind of a Cy Young candidate, or Shane McClanahan. Ohtani's neither of any of those things, and he's mixed up in both markets. I think that's going to make the markets really interesting to follow as we go through the rest of the year. No bet recommendation. I don't know what to do with Ohtani either. Maybe you bet him Cy Young. Also, maybe they don't give him the award and they just give him MVP instead. And that's kind of what you're up against and why the price is longer. So just kind of an explanation of what's going on, and it's worth following. Maybe you'll find a betting opportunity. Maybe we won't. And I'm sure I'll update it a lot more going forward.
It's such a unique story. He's such a unique player. Crazy. It just makes it that much more difficult to predict all this. And it's, you know, you're a nerd about these end of the season awards like me too. So it's a fascinating development. By the way, the Mavs and Bucks aggressively pursuing JaVale McGee, breaking news. So we should get that. BetMGM tonight coming up next. We're back tomorrow. Kevin Durant will hopefully still be begging for a trade, and we can talk about that. It's You Better You Bet.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.